oftentimes our issues today are depression, anxiety, stress, disease, illnesses, strange reoccurring patterns in our life did not start with us. It's lingering, passed down, unresolved trauma, pain, separation that we are living with today, but originated with our ancestors.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Onion Soup. And today we have with us Miss Megan, and she is the founder of the Morphic Field and a family constellations and internal parts facilitator. How are you doing today, Miss Megan?
I'm doing wonderful. Dexter, thank you so much for connecting with me, for having this conversation for you and your listeners. I feel honored. Thank you.
Also, thank you for coming on. So tell us about the Morphic Field.
Sure. So the Morphic Field is a type of healing field where we work with our ancestors to clear generational trauma. So oftentimes our issues today are depression, anxiety, stress, disease, illnesses, strange reoccurring patterns in our life did not start with us. It's lingering, passed down, unresolved trauma, pain, separation that we are living with today, but originated with our ancestors. So when we work with the Morphic Field, we're able to go to the origin of the issue that we're carrying and, again, repeating in our lives that we just can't seem to figure out or let go of. There's the generational trauma that we can find the origin of through accessing the Morphic Field. And then there's also the split parts of ourselves during our own trauma. Oftentimes, in our childhood, even as adults, we don't realize we also have adult trauma where we have split parts of the self too. So part of us literally splits off from the self and gets stuck in that time and space. And when we have a situation in our life where there's a similar circumstance or we get triggered, that young part, age 3, age 5, literally takes over us. And so what we do in the Morphic Field is we're able to go back in time and space. There is no time or space in this healing field that we access. So we go back to the originating event of the trauma, and we witnessing here in this present moment, we'd be with our young self. So there's this actual visceral experience of going back in time and being there with our young 5-year-old self, holding them, allowing them to speak. What happened? Use your voice. Your voice got taken away. Use your voice now. I'm here. Holding them, giving them what they need, standing in their shoes at the age of 5 and looking through their eyes. Oh, you were so small and helpless. No wonder you felt that way. No wonder you made yourself believe that you believe that about yourself. No wonder you are so terrorized. And we're able to be with our 5-year-old self in a way that holds space for them to heal. And again, through the Morphic Seal, no time or space, we're able to go back to that time and bring these parts with us to this present moment. And then something really magical happens, and a lot of times, when we're accessing the Morphic Field, our spirit team is with us. And so when we bring those parts back to the present moment, our spirit team, our higher self, helps us to integrate with these parts. Literally, we feel these parts coming back home. So when I'm with my client, we're having a session, I will facilitate them to, okay, feel your part, ask your part if they're ready to come back to you, to be with you in the present moment. And sometimes the parts aren't ready at first. And so we meet those parts where they are. When they're ready, and usually it happens pretty quick in the session after we go through the healing process, these parts come back home, and there's this sensation for the person, this present moment, of coming back home to the self, of feeling whole again. Oh, I didn't even know that part was elsewhere. Now I know that I'm home again. So that's two of the areas that we can really access the Morphic Field for really deep healing and transformational work.
Wow. So first, let's dive into when we're talking about the childhood and we're talking about aspects of ourselves that we might have either lost or forgotten along the way. Is this similar to shadow work and inner child work in any way?
Sure. So there's many different modalities that address childhood trauma, shadow work, S internal family systems, hearts work. These are going, addressing the trauma, the splits, and what is in the shadow. When we see in constellation work, what is in the shadow is that which we pushed away. So oftentimes we don't even like those parts. Those parts, that five-year-old self, get cast into the shadows and we literally have disdain and hate for them. It is only when we are able to stand in their shoes and revisit the actual experience with love and compassion as an adult, with our wisdom, and when our disdain, our pushing them away, begins to soften. And sometimes this can be a slow process, again, during the constellation, but there reaches a point where the shift happens when you're looking through your eyes at your five-year-old self with love again, with compassion and empathy, such that you're welcoming that part back. You're including that part back. Oh, I see. At some point, you're able to see, oh my God, that my five-year-old self is brilliant. Look at what she sees at age five and the love that she has. And no wonder she felt so devastated and in so much pain, because she has such a big heart and that's my heart. And so we begin to slowly welcome that part back. And then we also restore the divinity. So looking through the eyes of your five-year-old self gets to restore his own divinity. And then you get to see the divinity of your five-year-old self through your eyes in this present moment. So yes, all this work, all the young self, inner child work is all inclusive of this beautiful, deep healing that is so foundational to experiencing ourselves back in our wholeness, free from reliving those fractals, this pattern, and also connecting again directly to our divinity, which I think is so important right now. And this timeline, we are reconnecting to our divinity and really getting access to, through these different modalities, to reconnect directly.
I 100% agree with you. I think that we're in a time and space right now, especially in our society, where people are ready to start doing that deeper work, that energy work, and healing past like traumas. Now, you talked a lot about the constellations and you do family constellation work. Explain what you mean by constellation.
So constellations originated from Bert Hellinger, work that came out of Germany. He began the work around 1950s, 1970s. This is work that, when we look at family systems, there are what are called orders of love. And orders of love are how natural systems of family operate. And so if there's a breakaway or an interruption to those orders, then there's a lingering effect in the family system. And I'll go back to your original question about what a constellation is. So when we look at the parts of a family system, if somebody is excluded, there was a family member who was excluded generations back, and exclusion can mean they were different. Let's say their sexuality was different, or they looked different. Let's say they were deformed in a way, had an illness. They may have been kicked out of the family. Let's say they didn't follow the family rule. They got pregnant out of wedlock. They had an extramarital affair. They were kicked out of the family, excluded. There's different types of exclusion where, again, as a tribe, as our tribe of origin, our family system, if we didn't follow, and sometimes it's considered life or death mentality of a tribal system, if we didn't follow the rules of the family, excluded. Now, that pain and the trauma of that excluded person just doesn't go away. the person just doesn't die and it's just, okay, it leaves the family system and actually that memory gets passed down to generations. And somebody will later on entangle with that family member and actually relive parts of that experience. So today we may feel excluded, not because of our own trauma, but of we are reliving the exclusion of a past ancestor. So when we look at a constellation, is how the parts of our family are operating. So constellations are basically part of a whole, part of a system. So when we look at our family system, we can see, okay, I have little parts here that we use to represent constellations, which I can bring them in. I am entangled, me right now, I'm entangled with my great grandfather who was excluded from the family. And I'm reliving that pain and that feeling like I don't belong. And so we look at the parts of how they're related and great grandmother's coming in. Let's say great grandmother was involved because she kicked great grandfather out of the marriage. And so there's an entanglement there. When we do a constellation, when I'm working with my client, and I also have a YouTube channel where people can go through their own constellation. So I'm facilitating following them along. I'm going to let my words catch up with my brain. I use post-it notes. So in a constellation, in family constellations, we use representations. If we're doing a tabletop constellation, we can use objects to actually represent the parts of the family system. So we could use the objects, or I like to use post-it notes. So we literally will write words on post-it notes and we place it in the field in front of us. So like a living map. So let's say I'm placing myself in, and then let's say I'm placing my ancestors over here. Okay, so I'm relating when I'm placing my hand on the representations for my ancestors, I'm channeling the energy and information of my ancestors. So if I'm looking at somebody who's excluded from the family, I may write excluded family members. And when I place my hand on this representation for the excluded family members in my system, I'm gonna tune into great grandfather. If I'm facilitating for a client, I help people tune into the morphic field. Okay. So that means that the hidden, what's been hidden in our family system, what's been hidden in ourself, we are able to tune into. So they're gonna receive information channel. They may presence great grandfather. And me as facilitator, I may also channel that energy and information too for them so that we can go, okay, here's what's happening. Here's the origin of the present day issue.
Interesting. Okay, I feel like I'm caught up because at first I was thinking constellations as far as stars, but we're thinking constellations more of a grouping.
Yes. So constellation is a translation of a German word. And it's a little bit, I know, it's so funny. My sister said to me the other week, so do you work with stars? And I'm like, you have no idea to you. It is not astrology related. However, there's a component that is related, but it is parts of a whole, how we in like a living map, how the parts relate to one another. Correct. We are all interconnected here. So a constellation shows us how.
That's so cool. I also really like how you have physical representations in order to drive the intuition. That physical representation, man, I can't talk either. It was like a conduit. It allows you to pull in that energy. So correct me if I'm wrong, but my thought process about your morphic field is almost like we all have an auric field around us. So is the morphic field like the auric field of the entire family grouping?
Interesting. You can say that. So there are different types of fields. Mm-hmm. And in the morphic field, there are different types of fields. The morphic field itself, the intention is healing and transformation. When we are accessing the morphic field, the intention is always healing and transformation for your greatest good. Okay. So when my client comes to me with an issue, I'm working with my spirit team, their spirit team, showing up their ancestors, their guides. And within the 90-minute constellation, we are uncovering, okay, what's the source of that issue? Let's hold space for that healing, transformation, and resolution, balance, harmonizing the family field. There are components of quantum, the quantum field, with the sense of entanglement, how we become entangled with an ancestor. There are times during the constellation where we're just clearing someone's field, someone's auric field. So we're accessing different types of energetic fields through the morphic field for the client's greatest good, for their greatest good. So again, that's generational trauma, bringing back the parts. It can be past lives. It can be interdimensional. There are some sessions where galactic ancestry comes through. And I'm allowing this to, I'm facilitating and sometimes translating the messages. But again, this is all serving the greatest good of my client. And so back to fields, because I think it's really interesting. We're accessing these different types of fields. And I've recently started diving into biogeometry and how it relates so much. I don't know if you're familiar with Ibrahim Karim's work. Yeah. And it relates to how the life force and how everything is connected, how everything is interconnected as well. Yes. I'm not sure if I fully answered your question, but I answered it with a yes at the very end.
I love that. Yeah. So where you were talking about quantum mechanics and we went into quantum entanglement. So I agree with you, like everything is entangled. Everything in the universe is connected. This is on a quantum level, not necessarily spiritual, even though both of them are pretty much the same thing, different terminology. So when we have an ancestor who has some type of trauma that didn't get solved in their particular lifetime, and that energy gets entangled with someone in this current life, how do you actually untangle that? You were talking about bringing your client back to the childhood, but how do you really untangle that energy?
And oftentimes when we don't know much about our family's past is oftentimes where that entanglement is, where that secret or that trauma is. Nobody talked about it back then. So when during a session, as my client's talking, when we're talking about the issue, I'm going to be able to see certain pathways of where the trauma originated. But we don't fully know until we do the constellation, until we take the post-it notes and my client starts going through the process, because I'm not here to do the work for my client. I'm holding space for them to heal themselves, for them to do the transformation, for them to channel the information, for them to connect with their divinity, for them to connect with their ancestors. So when we find the origin of that entanglement, my client stands in the shoes of their ancestors. And again, just like with the childhood parts, they're able to literally empathize, channel that person, and so see what happened. When we hold space for our clients to be seen, for our ancestors to be seen, so what wasn't seen, when we hold space for our ancestors to have a voice again, so they oftentimes didn't get to speak their truth, didn't get to speak what happened. It was suppressed. And so we give them their voice back and we listen. We give them the opportunity to be heard. So we witness when we acknowledge. That's when the healing movement, the visceral healing movement happens for the family system. So there will be healing sentences of truth that come through the field that my client will speak standing in the shoes of the ancestors, okay? And it can be, let's say, great-grandmother and great-grandfather. Let's say because of that separation, because of the pain, they may be standing in the shoes of both and having the conversation, the healing conversation. So great-grandmother's saying what was there for her, great-grandfather saying what was there for him, the truth. And sometimes it's not pretty. Sometimes our ancestors are admitting, I caused you harm. And when great-grandmother says that, the whole family system receives that healing. There is a healing movement back towards love, back to harmony, back to balance. And as the client, you're tracking, you're viscerally feeling, wow, my issue, I'm feeling released from that entanglement. And so checking back in, we're always checking back in with present day me to feel that entanglement is released. And so there is a clearing that happens when the love is restored, when the power, the voice is restored to that ancestor. The clearing that is made for that is made comes in the family field. And then also the client can literally feel the freedom and the clarity for in a space to step into. And that space, again, is the space of freedom, wholeness, balance, and harmony. I think I'll go back to you. I can continue to go on forever, but I know where I'm watching the time. I'm going to.
Yes, you're really fine. So my question is, you have people who are basically becoming channels for their own ancestors to speak through their bodies, right?
Yes.
So with that, a lot of people aren't really physically prepared for that amount of energy. How do you assist in that energy transfer?
We're very protected in the field. So there's not going to be an overwhelm of information or crazy abilities that are just come alive that they can't handle. Again, this is for, and the space is very protected for my client's greatest good. And so as facilitator, that's my job to hold the space. And it's not allowed to go beyond that. And so I have many people who don't understand. There's a distinct before and after. When I tune somebody into the morphic field, there's a distinct before and after, okay? There's, you can call it the clearing of the pineal gland. It's a tuning into the frequency of your spirit team, of this information. And so over time, and I have clients that have one session with me, one and done. I have clients that integrate, come back. Maybe they worked with their father's side, then they come back, work with the mother's side. And then I have clients that are with me every month. They've been with me for many years because they keep going to the next level of their life. And so over time, and I meet everyone where they are, over time, their ability to work with the field on their own, to receive this information, to work with their spirit team becomes stronger and stronger. So when we say channel, you're channeling the information and energy of the field for your greatest good in a contained space.
Okay. And it's great that you mentioned the pineal gland, because that was actually going to be a part of my next question, was do you notice people have a decalcification of the pineal and increase awareness as they do this work?
Yes. And I will say I noticed the shift. It's been a year plus where, and for myself too, the veil is lifted. I mean, I have more direct access to my spirit team. And I'm able to, when I go through these awakenings and these, and the work that I do next level, I know that I'm offering that to the people that I work with. I know that I give that. And I can then tune people into that. So it's a big shift. And there's also a big responsibility in that, because we have greater access with multidimensional beings, entities, spirits. We also have to protect ourselves in that space. And going back to the channeling, we do need to be aware of the spirits who we're working with for our greatest good and learn how to set boundaries. One of the things that I do work with a lot with my clients is, especially we're working with family systems and internal parts of the self, is setting healthy boundaries. So that's imperative for the relationship to yourself and with others, and also with spirits, with all other beings as well.
Yeah, it's very important to have boundaries when you're dealing with the multidimensional world and spirit world. You mentioned galactic families as well. So what does that look like when someone tunes in and a galactic entity approaches or appears?
I'll talk about one in particular. There was a client that I had who, she was having just struggles being here. And like she felt like she was a failure, and she knew why. She had already had memories of prior life in another, we'll say, galaxy dimension. And so when she found me, she said, "You're the only one that I, you're the one to help me." And so the message was clear, and she had a lot of healing because there was, she had a lot of healing in this lifetime to do because she had taken from that lifetime. And she was able to come to peace with herself around the failure that had happened in that lifetime. And that, and so that she could, and this was affecting her relationship. This was affecting her, again, her career, her mission here. So again, we sometimes we just don't know when we just can't figure something out. It could be something that we can't even begin to imagine is affecting us as today.
Interesting. So I have one more question. With multidimensional beings, are you familiar with the work of Dolores Cannon at all?
Yes.
So with her work, she was talking to these different multidimensional beings and really getting some really interesting information. Have you ever had an experience like that?
Me personally?
Yourself.
For the clients. Yes, I do. With clients, it's definitely more contained. But I will say it depends where my client is at the level of access that they have, whatever their gifts and abilities are. So I have some clients who are very tuned in, very intuitive, far along on the spiritual path. They've done a lot of the ancestral. I've been working with them for a while, and we are accessing. We're not using post-it notes. We're accessing the field. We're traveling astrally. So it really depends. And again, this doesn't happen. This is one step at a time. This development, the awareness, the remembering of our gifts and abilities, the remembering of our mission and purpose here. This is one step at a time. And that's what I love about this work. It's like there's always something fun and enjoyable and new coming through. If we're on this path of spirituality and discovering what are my lessons here, let me learn my lessons so I can get to the next one. Let me remember who I am, because I have these gifts and these lessons I learned from these past lifetimes, from galactic mission.
Yeah.
Let me bring all that to this lifetime. Let me remember, discover, put all the pieces together. What this life is here, what are to do here in this lifetime? What is my purpose and mission? So discovering all those pieces one step at a time, for me, that's an enjoyable life.
Yeah. I feel like we're moving beyond the morphic field and tapping more into the Akashic.
Yes. So correct. Again, some of these fields, I think
they are interconnected.
They all, exactly. And everything is fractals. Again, parts of a whole constellation. So all these fields are overlapping. And I think, yeah. It's beautiful how we're now tapping into the interrelated, interconnectedness, unity of everything.
Wow. I definitely want to dive more deeply into all of that. We can go. We can keep going if you have some more time.
Sure.
Yeah. So we were talking about astral travel. Let's dive into that. So with your more advanced clients and even with yourself, what have been your experiences with astral travel?
So I also do medicine work as well. So I've had quite a few experiences and contain plant medicine environments. And some of those situations, some of those journeys have opened up realms in my daily meditations. So dreams at night, I know that I'm traveling a lot at night. I'm waking up not so much with memories, but with a bodily knowing, understanding. I had a brief 15-minute call with somebody the other day, and she said, "You were in my dream last night, and you handed me a crystal." And, you know, she was talking about her dream, and it made me, I was tuning into, wow, there are multidimensional components of me, I know, that are working at night. Messages come through from my spirit team that I am operating with them. I have a different kind of relationship with them. Like, they're guiding me here in this lifetime. But I, in other dimensions, I have a simultaneously, no time or space, simultaneously, I have a different relationship with them in other realms. Now, when you talk about meeting somebody where they are, so where I am right now is I'm exploring, I'm about to explore more these multi-dimensions, this astral travel, and I'm here. I don't like to jump ahead of myself. I like to experience. I'm all about the experience. I'm all about learning on my own time and evolution. And I want the experience to evolve on my own time.
Interesting. So when you first started doing this, what was that like? The astral travel, they having deeper connections with your spirit guide.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go a little deeper. So about a year and a half ago, I stopped drinking alcohol. And I would drink wine, didn't really consider myself to be, I knew it was affecting me. If I was honest with myself, I knew it was affecting me. I knew one day I would stop drinking. But when I stopped drinking, and I did it because I really understood how much it was affecting my work, how much it was affecting my ability to be a channel. But I didn't really understand. I was shown the power that I was going to get back. I was shown just a little snippet of the power that I was going to get back. I was like, all right, this is a big thing to do, but I'm going to stop drinking. And about a couple of weeks later, I had all this power come back to me. And literally, I was in Brazil at the time. I was walking on this dirt road, and I remembered. And I had been working with my spirit team doing constellation work for many years now. But I remember the distinct moment I'm walking on this dirt road and I'm like, hi, who are you? And it was at that point where my spirit team began introducing themselves to me one at a time. And this wasn't a way that was, I could see them, I could hear them. I was writing every night at 8 o'clock per their instructions. And I didn't know that was possible. Again, I had already had this relationship with my spirit team, but I didn't know that was possible until that moment. What did that teach me? That taught me that sometimes some things are difficult in life. Some things we have to release, some patterns that we know what's good for us. And there's something intuitively telling us, okay, we just have to take that leap and then trust that it's going to open up something for you. Trust there's gifts and blessings. I receive blessings from that. And there are things on my path that it's like, oh, this is hard. And to somebody else, it might not seem that difficult, but for me, it's hard. Maybe it's like too much work but when I do it, when I support myself in that and I do it, because now I understand how this works. Now I understand there are gifts and blessings. When I step into the unknown, when I take fear and instead of letting it rule me, when I take it and go, okay, great teacher. What is it? Teach me. And when I take fear in as my at my side and make him a friend, and I take those steps forward, because I know that, well, the dark night of the soul is often that pain is often because time for me to grow, time for me to expand. And so when I do that, when I take a step forward, that's when all these blessings and gifts come. And that's when I feel my power back. I didn't even know my power was gone. So that's the journey.
Wow, that's so wonderful. And I love how you're talking about utilizing fear, not being afraid of fear. Because a lot of times we allow fear to control us and to drive our decisions instead of being like, hey, why am I afraid of this? And like you said, what are you trying to teach me?
Yeah.
Why do you think that a lot of people have this fear of letting go of something like alcohol when we know it's toxic for us?
Yeah. And part of that is, again, where is the entanglement. Am I entangled with somebody in the family system? So that's one direction. That's one way of looking. There's many layers to alcohol. It is literally a spirit that we are welcoming in our body. Right now in our society, alcohol is everywhere. And when we look at the tribe mentality, pretty much the tribe mentality is to drink and to party and to have fun and to let alcohol take over. And if you're outside, if you want to leave that tribe, it's really difficult. So anytime we leave a tribe, anytime we go on our own, there is this guilt or shame that we can feel for leaving the tribe. Okay. So there are these feelings that can be very overwhelming. It's almost like a death when we're not loyal to that system. And again, the alcohol is a big system. So maybe we step out of that tribe and, okay, maybe I won't drink, maybe I'll drink less, but then we get pulled back into that tribe. When we're not conscious about why we're doing it, we can easily get pulled back into that circle. We can also look at alcohol like it's a spell. So, and I'm seeing this more and more in constellational work and also in work with my spirit team. We are getting to the origin of spells that are ancient and have us be really sleepy and disconnected. And so when we lift these spells, when we get to the origin of it and look at it through this perspective, alcohol is a spirit and we're ingesting the spirit. We're taking the spirit and the spirit takes over me. Where do I go? So when we're looking at it like it's a spell on us, we can actually have power over lifting that spell too. And a lot of the lifting of this spell is it's energy work. And it's also having the consciousness, the awareness of looking at the big picture. And we're lifting a lot of spells in society today as old paradigms are being knocked down. And they're like, what's happening? We're lifting the spells. So this is another layer. I'll go back to you.
Wow. That's really cool to think about alcohol being, I've heard of alcohol being a spirit because it's literally called spirits. Alcohol being an ancient spell that needs to be lifted off of a lady, because it's true. Our society has been so deeply ingrained in really alcoholism. It's so normalized. And it's been going on, not just in our current society, it's been going on for thousands of years, that the populace gets drunk, the main population, people that are on the quote unquote higher end of the population, like they're 1%, stuff like that. They drink, sure, but it doesn't seem to be as much, or at least as in the public eye as us.
Yeah. So, and I want to add one more thing about that. So in the relationship with alcohol, when you're completing with alcohol in itself is not bad. Mm-hmm. So when we complete with alcohol, we want to honor the good times that we had with alcohol. We want to take the good from our relationship with alcohol. And we can complete through words. The words can be, I treasure the good times. And I also am at a point in my life where I don't need you anymore. And I want my power back. So I honor you as a spirit. And I'm setting some boundaries right now. I see you. And there could be a completion, okay? And so when we become neutral with alcohol, it gets to be there. And it doesn't have to, again, be in the shadow. It doesn't have to be in the shadow. It can be included. Alcohol gets to be included. Okay. All right.
Oh, wow. I love that. I also love how in tune you are with your spirit team. Because I can see you really talking and having a conversation with them while you're having a conversation here. So that's pretty good. I wonder if I know that. I sure they would. I'm surprised going to rewind and be like, wait, really?
Mm-hmm. But Dexter, I hope that when I'm working with my spirit team, when I'm working with the field, I really want people to connect with themselves in a way that they're no different from me. And so also feeling themselves tuning in. And during this, as people are listening to this interview, they are tuning in even more and more to the field. So when in this interconnectedness, this information, and so when they go, okay, yeah, I am, when they're conscious of it, relax into it and open to it, they're connected to the frequency of the field.
Yes, everything is energy, everything is frequencies. And honestly, when I first started doing the show, I was in my mind about whether or not there would be people that would even watch this. And what someone told me, it was my dad. What my dad told me was the people that are interested and people that need to hear this, they're going to find it. They're going to come across it. And it's not up to us to determine who does or doesn't tune in, but it is up to us to put out the information and just have it there for people who are willing to receive it.
Yes. Beautiful wisdom. And a lesson I learned, I used to be a writer at a magazine called Adventure World magazine column. And I remember sitting in a meeting with my editor and the writers, thinking, and being in the mind, in the body of a writer, and then the mind of my editor going, oh, we are looking for articles to write about. And at the time, I was also an artist, wondering, how do I get somebody to write an article about me? So there was this mindset of, oh, who's the person who's looking for me? The person I'm looking for is looking for me. So always tuning into and standing in the shoes of the person that is looking for me, and vice versa. So there's this beautiful entanglement, this quantum connection we can feel with those who were serving, those who were wanting to serve, and allowing the divine connection, the divine. And I'm going to tell you, Dexter, you came through during meditation this morning.
Oh, really?
Your soul, yeah, this divine connection to just be present. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a beautiful conversation. Thank you, Dexter. Yes.
Yeah, it was actually funny because when I, as soon as you jumped on, I was like, are we both wearing orange?
Looking at my clothes going, it's orange today. It's so.
I actually just changed my shirt because I had another show. But yeah, we're all interconnected. And once you really start to say relax and allow yourself to tune into the field, I think that a lot of us, when we first are getting started on this path and in this journey, we're wondering, how do we tune in? How do we get more connected? But it's this almost tension, almost forcefulness of trying to do, which is what's stopping you from doing so. You truly have to relax and ease into the energy.
Yes, it is a, and we'll go back to my spirit team. So there are some times when I'm sitting in meditation and they're very actively working with me. And do you know how many times I hear them say, relax, Megan, relax. And it's almost a joke. And I'm like, I know, relax. And it is, it's a training. They've been training me and also I'm also remembering. So I think many of us, especially when we're doing the healing, when we're healers, when we're in service to others in the energetic arts, it's a remembering of what we already know. And also imagine our ancient lifetimes, which this current day paradigm doesn't even almost allow us to imagine what it was like, you know, tens of thousands of years ago when we were connected multidimensionally, when the realms were not so distinct and separate. And so we're remembering, recalling what that experience is and what we can access now. Now, can we access all of it? I don't know if our current paradigm can take that huge drastic shift, but we can definitely take steps for our greatest good to remember and to grow and evolve, remember what is already our gift, our ability.
Yeah, I love that. I 100% agree. And I don't know either that with our, where we are currently just as humans and in our spiritual journey as a collective, I don't know that we're at a point where we can contain all the information. But as we continuously grow, we're able to tap more and more into the field. And maybe at some point in our evolution, we'll have a, I was going to say greater understanding, but I think we have a greater understanding every day. We increase our awareness every day. And that's really what this whole journey is about. But Megan, we only have a few minutes left. Is there anything? I'm so sorry.
Well, I know. I just want to, every time you say something, I'm like, yes. And I think what you said, tap into the field, it's all about experience.
It's.
I always come back to, it's about the experience. I enjoying myself in this moment and being alive and feeling the fullness of me and accessing, honoring who I am and serving, allowing all of me to come through so that I can serve myself and serve everyone. And what a gift every day right now in this time that we're accessing more and more of that, of the field and our truth and consciousness.
Yeah. I think that at some point, as we grow as a collective consciousness, I truly do believe that we'll all, I almost don't want to use the word ascend because I feel like ascend is kind of cliche. So we're all growing together. I'm sorry, what are we ascending to? Because everything that is does exist. You're just becoming more aware of who you are in the first place. So it's not really an ascension, it's a greater level of awareness. But yeah, we're all growing into that energy. We're all growing into that power. And honestly, it's pretty beautiful to watch.
Oh, yeah. It's a great time to be alive, really.
It is, truly. But it is all the time that we have for today. Is there anything you want to leave the audience before we go?
Sure. First off, thank you, Dexter, for having me on. Thank you for your service to us all. It is greatly felt here. Thank you. I would love people, if they could visit my website, it's themorphicfield.com. I think people will be able to see that spelling there, right? Themorphicfield.com. I also have videos on YouTube so they can follow along the tabletop constellations. Again, search The Morph Field on YouTube, or there's a link through my website too. And one last thing, I do offer a free 15-minute call right now. It's a discovery call for people who are interested in the work, and we can look to see their present day issue, see possibly where the origins are and a path to releasing them, freeing from their issue.
For sure. Thank you, Megan, so much for coming on. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of Onion Soup. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And enjoy the rest of you all's day. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Dexter. Oftentimes, our issues today are depression, anxiety, stress, disease, illnesses, strange reoccurring patterns in our life did not start with us. It's lingering, passed down, unresolved trauma, pain, separation that we are living with today, but originated with our ancestors.